been issued alerting the population about possible exposure to the highly contagious virus during the period between September 20 and 25. The health agency said that the infected person arrived on Air Canada Flight 8903 from Moncton to Montreal on September 20 and spent some time over the noon hour in the arrivals area at Trudeau Airport. The agency has a complete list of locations on its website where possible exposure to measles might have occurred. For those who may have been exposed to the infectious disease, they are asked to be on the lookout for any symptoms. If there are health concerns, people are urged to call InfoSanté by dialing 811. Quebec Premier François Legault has apologized to First Nations and Inuit peoples for long-standing discrimination in their dealings with the province. The apology was the first of calls to action laid out by retired Superior Court Justice Jacques Vien. The report made public earlier this week details some of the ways in which, quote, institutional practices, standards, laws, and policies remain a source of discrimination and inequality for First Nations and Inuit across Quebec. The report makes 142 recommendations for improvements across several jurisdictions, including youth protection, health and social services, justice, corrections, and policing. Despite Legault's gesture of reconciliation, the First Nations are still worried that the government of Quebec does not understand the urgency of taking immediate action to correct the current situation, according to the Assembly of First Nations Quebec-Labrador. The First Nations are therefore directly inviting the Premier to work with them to put an end to the systematic discriminatory practices among all public services. Authorities in the Azores are on red alert as Hurricane Lorenzo approached. School classes were cancelled and government offices were closed as people were told to remain indoors. The Category 2 hurricane powered across the Atlantic Ocean, lashing the archipelago with heavy rains, powerful winds, and damaging high waves. The U.S. National Hurricane Center in Miami said swells generated by Lorenzo were being felt along the eastern coasts of the United States and Canada, in the Bahamas, and in parts of Western Europe. The center warned the swells are bringing life-threatening rip currents. To hear the newscast and learn more about the news team, visit cjlo.com/news.
CJLO is a college community radio station broadcasting out of the Loyola campus of Concordia University in Montreal, Quebec. We broadcast at 1690 kHz on the AM dial and have a transmitter with 1000 watts of power. The views expressed on air do not reflect CJLO. Any views expressed during a show are those of the DJ and not of the station as a whole or its management. If you would like to find out more, please visit our website at cjlo.com. Thanks for your support and keep listening to CJLO 1690 AM, Montreal's underground radio.
When I wrote that song, sitting on the edge of a bed, it was late at night, but just had a fight. There's nothing more to be said. I was sitting there all alone, you were lying there by yourself. When I looked at you, I saw nothing new. It's time for moving on. And my song went number one. Our love was dead and gone. Look what we have done. Caroline. I don't know what it is. don't know what it is, but sick of this game, and I'm so tired.
All right. Good stuff. So the mics are totally off. That's awesome. Here we go. That was a little song called Caroline from the Rattlesnake Choir right here on My Private Heebie-Jeebies. Thanks a lot for tuning in for another awesome live edition. Thanks a lot to Ian for setting me up so well from the Go-Go Radio Magic Show. I came in, I think, the last 25 minutes of the show, and there was a lot of good tunes there, man. A lot more good tunes coming up. I'm going to be here right till the witching hour, and I'll be here presenting some country bluegrass garage and blues right up until 9 o'clock. And then from 9 to the witching hour, the show will be called Beyond That Graveyard 3. And I have a lot of crazy new releases coming up for that show. So stick around. Following up the Rattlesnake Choir is some Lucinda Williams. Here's a little tune called Cold Day in Hell. Love it.
I trust you again before you use me again, before I lust for you again, before you confuse me again. It'll be a cold, cold day in hell. It'll be a cold, cold day in hell. Before I run with you again, before you drag me down again, before I have fun with you again, before I stand with you again, it'll be a cold, cold day in hell. Yeah, it'll be a cold, cold day. Heaven done close the door. Before I walk with you again, before you mess me up again, before I talk to you again, before you wreck my heart again, it'll be a cold, cold. our touch again, before I long for you again, and give that much to you again. It'll be a cold, cold day in hell. It'll be a cold, cold day. A cold, cold day in hell. It'll be a cold, cold day in hell.
Right, and that was Lucinda Williams with a little tune called Cold Day in Hell. Thanks a lot for tuning in once again. This is the K-Man. You're at My Private Heebie-Jeebies. I'm about to play a little promo and an ad, and we'll get right back into things with some of Montreal's own Bloodshot Bill. And I have some really cool stuff coming up. I got some Gene Vincent. I've got some Beaver Patrol. I've got some Nomads. I've got the Detroit Cobras coming up. I got the brand new Sturgill Simpson. Tell me that's not cool. And quite a few other things. So stick around. We're here with a little bit of country, bluegrass, blues, and garage until about 9 o'clock. And then from 9 to midnight, I'll be slamming you with all kinds of brand new heavy metal that was released. So stick around. A lot of cool tunes coming up. Here's a little promo and an ad, and I guess I'll follow it up with some Bloodshot Bill. Love it. You're at My Private Heebie-Jeebies, 1690 AM Montreal.
Femme AM is Concordia's only feminist talk show. We shed light on gender issues in your community that affect you through interviews and discussions. Give us a listen. Every Friday afternoon at 3 p.m., only on CGLO 1690 AM.
CJLO and Blue Skies Turn Black present Operators live at Fairmount Theater on Saturday, October 5th. Hot on the heels of their new album, Radiant Dawn, Operators will be joined by locals Legal Vertigo. Doors open at 8 p.m. with the show starting at 9. Tickets are $20 in advance or $23 at the door. This show is part of CJLO's 1690 AM's 20th anniversary celebration, so come out and party with us at Fairmount Theater on Saturday, October 5th. For more information and to purchase tickets, visit blueskiesturnblack.com.
Yeah. You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM in Montreal.
All right, and that was the Nomads with a little tune called From Zero Down. Before that, I played the Beaver Patrol with ESP, and I opened up the whole set with Bloodshot Bill, Montreal's own. He's actually coming, he's just playing, he's doing a little tour, and he's playing in Montreal. You got to check your local listings. I'm going to try to get back to you with that one. But I played a little tune called Here I Am Drunk Again. I've got a few other little beauties coming up. It was the anniversary of the death of a friend of mine, Barry DeVieber. He passed away ways back. He was a local Montreal musician and appreciator of libations. Let's just put it. And someone actually found some footage of him playing live, and it's with Front End Loader, obviously, and. I'm going to be playing a little bit of that. So here's a little tribute to Barry DeVieber right here, playing with Front End Loader. Dig it.
The doctor said I wouldn't have so many nosebleeds
if I listened to CJLO.
None other than Gene Vincent right here on My Private Heebie-Jeebies. That was a little tune called Ain't That Too Much. Before that, I played Barry DeVeber in Front End Loader, Montreal's own now-defunct band. They ended up, I guess, turning into Whole Hog as it evolved. That was featuring Shelley on vocals and... Actually, my old band used to play with Whole Hog a couple of times. We played with them two or three times, actually. They were a really fun band to play with. And that was just in respect to the passing of Barry Weber. I think it was more than 10 years ago now. But it was the anniversary of his death, of his passing. So there you go. I also... what did I play before that? I think the Nomads from Zero Down, I think. But there you go. Stick around. I got a lot of cool, more really cool tunes coming up for you all. Right now, I think I'm going to play a little tune from... I guess I'll play you the brand new Sturgill Simpson is what I'm going to do. This is... well, you know what? I think the Detroit Cobras would go better with what I just played. So I'm going to play the Detroit Cobras and stay tuned for the brand new Sturgill Simpson. Gotta love it, man. These are the Detroit Cobras right here on My Private Heebie-Jeebies. This is a little tune called Hittin' on Nothin'.
Something for me. Oh, the dead don't die any more than you or I. They're just ghosts inside dreams of a life that we don't know. They walk around us all the time, never paying any mind to the silly lives we lead, or the reaping we've all sown. There's a cup of coffee waiting on every corner. Someday we're gonna wake up and find the corner's gone, but the dead'll still be walking around this whole world alone. Cause afterlife is over, the afterlife goes on. There'll be old friends walking around in a somewhat familiar town that you saw once when you looked up from your phone. Nobody by the same height, and you can save all your goodbyes. Stop trying to pretend that we're all not at home, and the streets look so empty in the morning. There'll be no one out at night for the lights to shine down on, but the dead'll still be walking around in this old world alone. Life is over, the afterlife goes on. Hearts break with loved ones' journey on. At the thought they're now forever gone, so we tell ourselves they're all still around us all the time. Gone but not forgotten, just memories left behind. But the dead'll still be walking round in this old world alone. Come afterlife is over, the afterlife goes on. Cause afterlife is over, the afterlife goes on.
Me. what you did to me.
And that was the Grease Marks, now defunct. I think three of the guys are still in the band. The singer Marco left, and now they're called the Shook Boys. And yeah, that was a little tune called Wolf Trash from their eponymous release from last year. Thanks a lot for tuning in. You are at My Private Heebie-Jeebies. This is the K-Man. And I've got a lot of cool stuff for you. Before that, I played the brand new Sturgill Simpson with a little tune called The Dead Won't Die. And that's off his brand new Sound and Fury album. And you can pick that up on, I guess, the Sturgill Simpson website, I think is what you should go do. I'm going to play another tune from that album right now. It's called Sing Along. This is brand new Sturgill Simpson right here on My Private Heebie-Jeebies, 1690 AM, Montreal.
Words can stab as deep as night and curve.
Done. You're the show that gives you the smackdown on the latest in combat sports. Join your host, Ryan Ryder, as he breaks down every fight and talks to the biggest names in the world of wrestling. Main Event Radio, every Sunday at 11 a.m., only on CJLO 690 a.m.
Don't miss the indie folk band The Paper Kites on October 9th at L'Estrelle with special guest Tall Heights. Get your tickets now on evenco.ca.
Thank you.
All right. That was some Lucinda Williams. I played a little of her stuff a little earlier, and I just had a hankering for some more Lucinda Williams right now. This is the K-Man. You're at My Private Heebie-Jeebies, and I just played a little tune called Righteously from Lucinda Williams. Before that, I played some brand new Sturgill Simpson, little tune called Sing-Along. And that was awesome. That's actually pulled off his brand new album. And if I'm not mistaken, it's called Sound and Fury, released on Elektra Records. Go to his website, pick it up. It's great. It's really good. He hasn't released a crappy album ever. I have yet to hear a song that I didn't actually like from this guy. It's crazy. It's crazy, man. Okay, so I also played before that The Grease Marks with Wolf Trash from their eponymous release, latest release. I also played, they're actually called the Shook Boys now. Marco left the band, the singer guitar player left the band, leaving the guitar player, bass player, and drummer to call themselves Shook Boys. I think they got another guy in there somehow, somewhere, if I'm not mistaken. I could be wrong. But go check them out. You got to go check that out. And before that, I played also a brand new Sturgill Simpson song called The Dead Won't Die, again, from his Awesome Sound and Fury release. Just came out about 3 months ago. And before that, I played the Detroit Cobras with Hitting on Nothing. That's one of my favorite Detroit Cobra song. It's so funny. A lot of sass on that. It's about, we got about 7 minutes to go. So I'm going to play a little tune from Jacques and the Shaky Boys. And I might even follow it up with, if I have time, with... Will I have time to play the other Sturgill Simpson song? Yeah, I'm going to do that right now. With no further ado, here are two in a row. Thanks a lot for tuning in. Stay tuned for Beyond That Graveyard Part 3. I had a blast playing this show for you all. This was My Private Heebie-Jeebies. We're going to play two last songs. Jacques and the Shaky Boys with Ain't Always Live This Way. We'll follow this song right here, brand new Sturgill Simpson, called Remember to Breathe, from his brand new Sound and Fury album. Little tune called Remember to Breathe, Sturgill Simpson, right here, My Private Heebie-Jeebies. Yeah.
ain't always lived this way. Sometimes don't know what to say. And I'm just waiting for your kiss to remind me of all that I have missed. Had a son and he was four when I headed out that door with a pistol in my hand, trying to prove I was a man. He'd come by the other way. Said she kissed him on his cheek, and I flew into a bitter rage that's been consuming me for a day. I ain't always lived this way. Sometimes I don't know what to say, and I'm just waiting for your kiss to remind me all that I have. She never.